Army National Guard helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard, aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We have moved through hour number one, and you say, how can you top that? Well, I'm going to tell you. We're going to have Kash Patel on at the top of the hour, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on in Ukraine. It's getting scary out there for the people of Ukraine. We'll talk about that. Also, Adam Laxalt will join us. He's a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, former Nevada Attorney General, a good guy all the way around, and he is running for the U.S. Senate. We're gonna put something that Catherine Cortez Masto said to the test. Was she lying? Did she intentionally mislead the people of Nevada with her gas tax holiday proposal? We'll talk about that. And also, one of the things that we're going to do is name me one thing that this president has done positively in the last 13 months. Before the State of the Union address at 6 o'clock tonight, name me one thing the president has done right. It's just not there. It's not there, folks. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The United Nations 193 member states get closer to voting on a resolution over Russia's invasion into Ukraine. Julie Walker reports.
At the second day of the General Assembly's emergency session, one after another, diplomats condemned Russia. Antigua and Barbuda's Ambassador Walton Arbery Webson says the country is in the wrong and all UN members need to vote yes to the resolution, which Russia vetoed in the Security Council.
This is protecting the principles of the Charter. Might is not right.
Palau's UN Ambassador Alana Said says Russia's actions violate the UN Charter and international law, and cited a famous quote to show solidarity with Ukraine.
Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Ukraine, Palau stands with you.
The draft resolution demands Russia immediately stop using force against Ukraine and withdraw all troops. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio We'll skip President Biden's State of the Union address because of COVID-19 testing requirements for attendees.
Senator Rubio complained about the requirements for the State of the Union during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday. Rubio said, quote, "This is what's happening now in America, is what's happening after 20 years of infusing this Marxist thought process into every aspect of our lives, and now we've come face to face with it." Florida Junior Senator Republican Rick Scott also said he might not attend the State of the Union in a radio interview on Monday. The House lifted its mask mandate ahead of President Biden's address, making mask wearing optional throughout the Capitol complex. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this late word, Major League Baseball says it will be making its best offer before a self-imposed 5 p.m. deadline for a deal that would save opening day. On Wall Street, a lower close today, all three major indexes down more than 1%. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. State of the Union tonight, much of it will be centered around the war in Ukraine. There are people that I can't find a lot of people that think Ukraine can win this war with Russia. Russia had at one point 200,000 soldiers and seamen surrounding Ukraine. And although the Ukrainian people have fought like crazy, there aren't a lot of people that I've talked to nationally, internationally, or otherwise that believe the Ukrainian people can win this.
but we'll find out. One of the things that I think was interesting, in fact, dating back to Saturday at CPAC, was the former president, Donald J. Trump, because he is ready to unleash, and this is cut five, by the way, unready to unleash a sleeping giant. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, though, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's check in with a guy that's been on this show before. He knows about the show. He has been a good contributor to the show over the course of the last couple of months. He is Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. Kash, first of all, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. Your thoughts on what's going on right now, up to the minute, in Ukraine. I have a lot of people that say they respect the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian fighters, and their will to be free, but they don't think they can win this war with Russia. Is there anybody out there that you're hearing from, or any evidence that you think they can win this war?
Well, thanks, Kevin. It's great to be back with you, especially in my home state, a great state of Nevada. Look, can the Ukrainians win this war? They are the ultimate underdogs, but what they're showing is their resolve, and they're surprising no one more than Putin himself, who thought he would probably roll in there with his tanks and artillery and his munitions and just sort of crush the Ukrainians. And they've stolen the narrative from his invasion, his war. And that's what's hurting Putin's ego the most right now, and that's why he went on, quote-unquote, this high alert for the nuclear arsenal that he possesses. But that's just, flame-throwing to try to get that international media spotlight back on Putin, because he's been thwarted by Zelensky and the courageous Ukrainians. So they're going to need help, though. The Europeans need to step up. It's their geographical border. They need to enter the fray.
Every day that goes by, though, you get a sense that the Russians get stronger, the Ukrainians being beaten down. We've got a death toll that is reasonable, but it's unnecessary. Yeah. My question to you is, are you buying this notion that we've heard in the Western media over the course of the last few days that Putin is somehow different than he was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that he is some sort of madman sitting in a bunker, you know, moving the chess pieces around? Do you buy that?
Putin is no different now than he was 20 years ago when he was a GRU intelligence officer. He has always operated under the same O, which is to glorify his own ego, advance the interest of his agenda, and probably restore Russia to the time of the Soviet Union. I don't think he's any different. I think he's always had this capability. I think the difference between a year ago versus under the Trump administration and now is he knew back then he couldn't do this, because if he did this then, President Trump would have never allowed it, and if he did came even close, he would have gotten annihilated. And that shows the difference in the precipitous drop America has on the global stage with President Biden as our commander-in-chief, because these guys think they can get away with it because their thought is, who's going to stop us? Not America.
I'm curious if you are surprised, though, by world public opinion. There was that thought that NATO would be splintered and the EU would be splintered and the UN would be splintered. But there has been, I mean, they had a walkout, I think, at the UN today. Your thoughts on this world opinion thing? Did he totally miscalculate that?
Well, maybe a little, but, you know, these global organizations, the United Nations, the EU, and NATO, they're supposed to be used for global defense. It's not supposed to be America first all the way through paying the bill and the manning and equipment. It's supposed to be these guys are supposed to have been preparing over the years, like President Trump forced NATO to, for example. And the EU has become so weakened that I think this is their opportunity. And Zelensky, smartly so, said, the Ukraine will join the EU. Why doesn't the EU come in and help us in this war? And that's what he's asked. And I think that was a very smart move on his part. As far as the United Nations goes, look, it has always been the global mouthpiece for everybody to come to America and sound off freely while we basically pay the bills there. Why hasn't President Biden revoked the visas for every single Russian diplomat entering this country to go to the United Nations when President Putin launched his war offensive? We would have done. We did that under the Trump administration, and that's what kept him at bay. And now, President Biden has basically reversed all those decisions and continues to allow Russian diplomats to come ashore onto U.S. soil to propagate for President Putin. It's outrageous.
Kash Patel joining us, the website fightwithkash.com. How do you see this thing ending? I mean, I love the courage of the Ukrainian fighters, the will to be free. I love that part, but I get a sense that we know how this movie's going to end.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can, you know, hope that the delegation that Zelensky sent to the Ukraine will have some more luck in round two of the talks. But they're going to need some backing from the European partners. Germany's going to have to step up and stop sucking up all their free energy and cheap energy from Russia and actually care about its geographic borders. And so are the rest of the EU countries and European countries and NATO countries that this conflict, this war is going to touch. And so I think diplomacy has to lead the charge here to settle down the situation. But I just don't know that we have the group power necessary to sit Putin down at a table and get him to oblige. But thankfully, the Ukrainians are at least trying.
What is it that Putin wants as the end game? Is it world domination? Does he want to become, the modern-day Hitler? What is it that you think he's after here?
I think he's probably after restoring the Soviet Union to, its glory days and seizing back all the land he can for what he believes is rightfully Russia's. I mean, he said that publicly. He believes the land in the Ukraine and Moldova and all these other places, Belarus, he believes those shouldn't be separate countries. He thinks that's all Russian land, as it was during the Soviet Empire. So I think he's going about his business trying to reobtain that geography, knowing that he couldn't do it in the last four years prior to President Biden because President Trump just wouldn't allow it. But you see what happens. You know, the Democrats always remind us elections have consequences. Well, they sure do. And it's shown that America's national security prowess has taken a ginormous hit right to the gut. And we just don't have the ability to stand up to Putin anymore right now on the world stage.
If you are Latvia, if you are Lithuania, if you're Finland, should you be afraid today of this Russian expansion?
Sure. It's within miles of their borders. I mean, it's not like there's an Atlantic Ocean separating them from us like we have. These invasions, these strikes, they're sounding off miles in the single digits from their borders. So they have to be even more worrisome than we do. And if Putin does continue to use his ballistic missile program and the threat of his nuclear program, well, then there's really nowhere on planet Earth he can't strike if we don't quell the situation. So it is a scary time, and these leaders, these countries, should band together in the defense of the Ukraine because it's their common geography in Europe that they're trying to protect against Putin.
What do you expect from the president in tonight's State of the Union? This is, of course, where you kind of reset foreign policy. What do you expect from Biden tonight?
Not much. I mean, I'm sure he'll go out and blame Trump for everything. I'm sure he'll take false credit for some sort of resurging economy, as he keeps reminding us. He'll ignore the inflation, the empty shelves, the skyrocketing gas prices, the southern border catastrophe, the opioid addiction in America, narcotics trade increasing exponentially, Chinese fentanyl killing our youth, and let's not forget Afghanistan and that catastrophe that led to the deaths of children, that the U.S. government drone that led to the deaths of civilian Afghans, and most importantly, 13 American soldiers. I don't know what he's going to say on the world stage because this guy still thinks that he can go to a microphone and solve the world's problems, and that's just not how it's done.
But on a positive note, is it good that the American people have apparently figured this guy out, talking about Joe Biden? Foreign policy, Quinnipiac poll, 35% approve, 54% disapprove of our foreign policy under Joe Biden. Are you surprised by how smart the American people are, or is it just so obvious that the American people had to figure it out?
No, the American people are smart, and they figured it out, and I think they were literally bamboozled into putting Joe Biden into office because he came in with this soaring rhetoric of how he was going to lead the world and diplomacy was going to rule his regime and he would allow the U.S. to rise. But none of that's happened. I mean, look at what's going on in 13 months, and now he wants to give a State of the Union to try and deflect from his catastrophic failures on national security, the economy, and oh, by the way, we're on the precipice of World War III, which happened under his watch. And I remind the audience, not only did we not engage in any wars or battles under President Trump, we actually drew down out of two and would have successfully completed Afghanistan's withdrawal if the Biden administration had just continued our work.
In our final 90 seconds, I got to ask you, because they had talks yesterday between Ukraine and Russia. Do you believe that do you believe that diplomacy failed the people of Ukraine in the days and weeks leading up to today?
I think international diplomacy failed the people of Ukraine. I mean, just think about who was going over there. Our commander-in-chief was nowhere to be found. He couldn't even get on a phone call with President Putin. And what did Biden do? He sends Kamala Harris over there, and we know how that went with the southern border and then her word salad debacle on the global stage. And I'm not just sure if you saw her her recent spontaneous comments today giving us a geography lesson as to where the Ukraine sits and how that should solve the situation. These are the people leading these diplomatic efforts or the failures of the diplomatic efforts. And so Zelensky took it in his own hands, and I hope he's drafting European leaders behind him. And maybe even American leadership. I just don't see it. But, hopefully next time we chat, we can do it live somewhere in Nevada. And, I encourage your audience to check out fightwithcash.com. We're raising money to help people sue who have been defamed. And we need all the support we can get at fightwithcash.com.
Hey, Cash, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Keep fighting that good fight, okay?
Thanks. We'll chat soon.
All righty. Cash Patel joining us, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. You can check out his website, fightwithcash, KASH.com. Stay where you are. When we come back, I want to find out if there is anything positive that this president can talk about tonight. Is there anything that this president has accomplished that leads you to say, oh, maybe the State of the Union is really good? All of this talk you're going to hear tonight. And I was trying to do this with some friends last night. And I just asked him, is there anything positive you can say that this president has accomplished? The economy? No. Foreign policy? We got a war going on between Ukraine and Russia. COVID-19 is still an issue. The Supreme Court, still an issue. And we've got the most radical left-leaning person as the new nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. If somebody's got something like that for me, bring it on. If there's something positive that can be said about something this president has done, call me right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. 844-2-NEVADA. Stay where you are. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Why is the governor coercing us? Why are there vaccine mandates? Why are we still under a so-called emergency? Why? Because those in office have turned government of the people, by the people, and for the people on its head. It is high time for we the people to stop this travesty and set things straight, not just for ourselves, but also for our children and grandchildren. I am a military veteran who served proudly in the 1980s, forcing the Berlin Wall to tumble down, signifying socialism's defeat. Now it is time to rise up and defeat the self-proclaimed Nevada Democrat Socialists who are ruining our great state. On the team who beat them once, I assure you, together, we will beat them again this year. I am Tony Grady, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Elect me to be your voice. Together, let's shout from the mountaintop. We're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Please visit TonyGradyForNevada.com and join our team. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending Nevada. License NV4265 NMLS 64367.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
According to media reports, just days after Putin claimed that he wanted to, quote, denazify, unquote, Ukraine, Russia has bombed a Holocaust museum, a Holocaust memorial site honoring some 33,000 Jews executed in a World War II massacre. They just obliterated it. That shows you that maybe what we have on our hands is a madman, not a world leader. It's so sad. One of the things that I found interesting yesterday in Congress was Mitch McConnell coming out and calling on Biden. And this is obviously before tonight at 6 o'clock, the State of the Union, the U.S. needs to increase its military budget by at least 5%. This was Mitch McConnell. This is cut to yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. Here it is.
The United States and our allies and partners must understand that the core of our competition with Russia and China is the military dimension. President Biden's first budget proposed to actually cut defense spending in real terms. Congress had to take bipartisan action to beef up the NDAA to correct his error. Clearly, more investment is needed. Congress must keep strengthening defense capabilities as we work on appropriations. But President Biden must lead by example. The President's next budget request must include at least a 5% increase in defense spending above inflation. Russia and China have prioritized military modernization literally for decades. They've invested in specific tools like long-range air defenses and hypersonic weapons that are designed to push